Well, let's take a look at sports for you this morning. We'll start with the Hawkeye 10 All-Conference Baseball selections, which have been announced. And here's a look at the first team Hawkeye 10 All-Conference Baseball picks. The unanimous selections include Bryce Neal of Clarinda, pitcher and center fielder, along with Cole Loffelbein of Glenwood, a utility player. Dylan Sears, an infielder from Harlan, also a first-team All-Conference selection unanimously, and Brett Sears of Harlan, a pitcher, also a unanimous pick. Tyler Lang of Kemper Catholic, another pitcher, a unanimous selection, as was Garrett Rice of St. Albert, an infielder and pitcher. Other first-team selections include Jaden Driscoll of Creston, along with A.J. Slaughter of Glenwood, Ryan Dorn and Josh Cheek of Harlan, Nick Foss, also of Harlan, a first-team pick, Isaac Baumhover of Kemper Catholic, along with Brendan Figueroa, Chase Hedrick, and Max Dugan, all of Lewis Central, and Danny Cook of St. Albert, make up the first team selections this year. Among the second team picks, a couple of Atlantic Trojans, Chase McLaren and Chase Mullinex, both were second team selections. Both Chases are sophomores. McLaren, a pitcher and infielder. Mullinex also served as a pitcher and infielder for Atlantic this year. Other second-team picks include Clarinda's Josh DeGase from Creston, Caden Hewlett from Glenwood, Colton Schulte, and Maverick Decker from Harlan, Kyle Schmitz. Kemper Catholic's Reese Snyder and Ben Berg were second-team selections, along with Lewis Central's Reese Blay, Joel Thompson, Dane Theobald, Red Oaks' Carlos Guerra, Shenandoah's Ryan Ruzick, and from St. Albert, Cy Patterson and Brandon Williams were second-team selections this year. Among the honorable mention picks, Atlantic's Noah Bruckner, the junior catcher, was an honorable mention selection on this year's squad. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Lance Lynn threw six strong innings, and Jose Martinez homered and drove in all three runs as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2 on Sunday. That's their fifth win in seven games. Lynn retired the last eight batters that he faced as he improves to 5-0 lifetime against Arizona. Elsewhere in National League play yesterday, Cincinnati beat Miami 6-4, Philadelphia 2-1 over Atlanta. It was Colorado and Washington splitting a doubleheader yesterday. Rockies win 10-6 in the opener. Nationals take a 3-1 victory in the nightcap. Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 4-2. Pittsburgh Pirates a winner over San Diego 7-1. And the L.A. Dodgers in 11 innings beat San Francisco 3-2. Just one interleague game yesterday in the majors. That was Seattle defeating the New York Mets 9-1. Alex Gordon's two-run triple capped a four-run eighth inning as the Kansas City Royals rallied for a 5-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox on Sunday, just a day after their season-high nine-game winning streak was snapped. Jason Hamill allowed three runs on seven hits to end a six-start winless streak. Kelvin Herrera got the final three outs at Fenway Park for his 23rd save. In American League play elsewhere, it was Tampa Bay over the New York Yankees 5-3. Toronto outscored the LA Angels 11-10. Detroit pounded Houston 13-1. Chicago beat Cleveland 3-1. Baltimore over Texas 10-6. And it was Oakland beating Minnesota in 12 innings 6-5. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Omaha beat Fresno 5-2, while Iowa beat Albuquerque 5-4. Adrian Beltre says it was a feeling like none other that he's experienced on a baseball field when he saw his three children coming toward him after he reached his 3,000th career big league hit in a Texas Rangers home game. Beltre reached the milestone in the fourth inning of a 10-6 loss Sunday to the Baltimore Orioles, who got homers from Jonathan Scope and Wellington Castillo in a five-run fifth inning. His banner was unfurled high above straightaway center field, congratulating him. His teammates, who had crowded on the rail of the first base dugout to be as close as possible to the historic moment, flooded onto the field to help celebrate with him. Beltre is in his 20th big league season. The only other current active player in the 3,000-hit club is Miami Marlins outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, who began the day tied with Hall of Fame player Craig Biggio for 22nd all-time with 3,060 hits. Pudge Rodriguez stared out at his father and wiped away tears as he called his father a double Hall of Famer. Rodriguez was enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday. He was joined by Jeff Bagwell and Tim Raines, along with former Commissioner Bud Selig and front office guru John Schuerholz. More than 27,000 fans showed up in Cooperstown for yesterday's induction ceremony. In other baseball news, the playoff-contending Colorado Rockies acquired catcher Jonathan Lucroy from the Texas Rangers last night for a player to be named. The deal was announced while the Rockies were playing the second game of a day-night doubleheader against Washington. Colorado had a solid lead for a National League wildcard spot. Today is the deadline for teams to make trades without having to pass their players through waivers. Also, the Kansas City Royals acquired outfielder Melky Cabrera from the Chicago White Sox on Sunday for two minor league pitchers. Kansas City entered the day three games behind the AL Central leading Cleveland Indians, and they hold the second wild card spot by 2.5 games over Tampa Bay. 32-year-old Cabrera was hitting .288 with 13 homers and 56 RBIs for the White Sox. Also in baseball news, Blue Jays shortstop Troy Tulowitzki will see a specialist after being diagnosed with ligament damage in his sprained right ankle. Tulowitzki was injured trying to beat out an infield grounder in the third inning of Friday's loss to the Los Angeles Angels. The veteran infielder rolled his ankle when he stepped on first baseman C.J. Cron's foot, sending Tulowitzki stumbling in pain. Toronto placed Tulowitzki on the 10-day DL Saturday and recalled infielder Rob Refsnyder from AAA Buffalo. The jersey that Aaron Judge wore for his Major League debut was sold at auction for over $160,000. Steiner Auctions conducted in the sale on online bidding that ended Saturday. Judge homered in his first big league at bat for the New York Yankees last August 13th, sending a pitch from Tampa Bay's Matt Andreese off a railing above the center field sports bar and into the netting above Yankee Stadium's Monument Park. Judge entered Sunday tied for the Major League lead in home runs with 33 this season. In Big Ten sports news, Lovie Smith knew he had a big job when he took over as the Illinois coach, and his first season went about as expected. The Illini went 3-9, won two conference games, and finished 0-6 against the Big Ten West. They'll have a different look when they open up their second camp under Smith today. Also in NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings have signed star cornerback Xavier Rhodes to a 5-year contract extension. That deal was done yesterday, with Rhodes entering his fifth NFL season on the final year of his rookie contract. He was picked for his first Pro Bowl in 2016, tallying a career-high 5 interceptions while regularly assigned to cover the opponent's best wide receiver. NFL media reports Rhodes can make as much as $70 million over the duration of the new deal through the 2022 season. Rhodes, who was drafted with the 25th overall selection in the first round in 2013 out of Florida State, is making a little more than $8 million this season. The Arizona Cardinals signed quarterback Tre'Mon Williams to a 1-year contract. The 34-year-old Williams spent the last two seasons with Cleveland after 8 years with Green Bay. Rookie running back James Conner left the Pittsburgh Steelers' first padded practice early with a shoulder injury. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said Sunday the former University of Pittsburgh star was being evaluated. The third-round pick overcame lymphoma to become the ACC Player of the Year. Seattle Seahawks rookie defensive tackle Malik McDowell did not report for the start of training camp after being involved in a vehicular accident earlier in July. The team released a statement that McDowell is home recovering from the injuries, and the team doctors have been in communication with him about his recovery. McDowell was placed on the reserve, did not report list, which opened up a spot on the 90-man roster for the Seahawks. When asked if McDowell may not play this season, Seattle coach Pete Carroll said, quote, "We'll see. I don't know that." McDowell was Seattle's first selection in last spring's draft, taken in the second round out of Michigan State. Well, Kyle Busch used a bump and run on Kevin Harvick to take the lead and then held on to snap a 36-race losing streak and win the NASCAR Cup race at Pocono Raceway. Busch won for the first time this season in the number 18 Toyota and won for the first time ever at Pocono. In golf, Bernhard Langer won the Senior British Open on Sunday in rain and wind at Royal Porthcawl for the record-extending 10th senior major title and 5th in the last 10. The 59-year-old German star closed with an even par 72 to finish at 4 under 280 and beat American Corey Pavin by 3 strokes. Langer joined Jack Nicklaus as the only players to win 3 senior majors in a season and won the event for the third time to match the tournament record. Tom Watson and Gary Player are the only other 3-time winners. And Jonathan Vegas successfully defended his RBC Canadian Open title at Glen Abbey, beating Charlie Hoffman with a birdie on the first hole of a playoff. Vegas closed with a 7-under 65 to match Hoffman at 21-under 267. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.